Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jeffrey Zabar is here. Jeffrey Zabar continues to be here, ladies and gentlemen. Coming up on 18 years as a great member of our Brain Trust. He's an award-winning journalist. He's someone who helps people just like you and me put our best foot forward in the words that we use, the spoken words, the written words. He's got all of them. He's the author of three books on being home-based and teleworking, which are pretty cool, and all three are outstanding. I'm looking at mine right now, and he's our good friend Jeffrey. Welcome back.
Always a pleasure to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you back, as always. So what's going on out there? I tell the audience that you're operating the worm cam for us out here on Main Street. Folks, Jeff was home-based before it was cool, and is it still cool to be home-based, Jeff?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
More and more people are teleworking. Corporate America is letting the people telework. I talked to a buddy of mine yesterday he's a high-ranking manager for a Fortune 20 company, and he's been operating out of his home office for decades.
Well, I got to tell you, the smart executives, the smart HR folk, the smart leaders out there at any organization and in any stature within a company and of its leadership are doing two things. They are realizing the benefits of telework for themselves. And not necessarily 100% telework,
right,
but, you know, on occasion, the benefits of being able to work remotely, being able to work from home, being able to work anywhere but the office at times. And then they're realizing the benefits of letting that trickle down into their organization. Because what you see from both a productivity standpoint of the individual, as well as a business continuity standpoint for the organization, the ability and a recruitment benefit for different organizations, letting people work remotely. And it doesn't have to be, okay, you're going to telework 100%, because some people don't want to and it's not a right fit for some organizations. But being able to say, you know, when an applicant, especially a high-caliber applicant for a job, comes in and says, do you allow remote work? If you say never, ding, 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 that person
But also,
if you say on occasion, or, you know, yes, we do, let's discuss,
right,
you know, you're gonna get the best and brightest that best and brightest candidate is somebody who can take their wares elsewhere.
Most of the teleworking problems come from managers who can't deal with it.
Right.
But you do have to have people who are disciplined.
Yep.
You're disciplined. I was disciplined when I was the teleworker, when I was home-based. And folks, I mean, you have to be intentional about it. It can be seductive if you don't pay attention. But, the thing is that what you said is so important. Most people aren't going to say, I'm looking for a teleworker, but they might be looking for the right person who lives across the country.
Right.
Or in the next state over or whatever, and they don't want to move. They got a parent to take care of or a kid in a special needs school. Who knows? And if you want the best person, you may have to deal with that, right?
Well, yeah, and let's make one thing clear. You know, telework is not to be an alternative for child care or elder care or whatever the case may be.
Right.
So we're not letting that person work from home because they got a kid at home all day. You would hope that they have some sort of arrangement where they have in-home care.
But if you have a key employee who all of a sudden some family situation
you
don't want to let them go.
Now, you don't want to lose them because
of it. Now, what
makes
all this possible?
Right.
Is the technology. We still had phones, just phones.
Yeah, exactly. When we had phones and fax machines.
I did it before there were fax machines.
Yeah.
But the thing is that now the reason why it's continued and it's gained more status and more adoption is because of the technology, not the least of which includes some levels of social media.
Yeah, and therein lies the rub, because when you telework, now a lot of organizations, you know, one of the things you mentioned before is they need to be productivity and be accountable. Mm-hmm. A lot of organizations, you know, when you log into the system knows that you've logged in.
Right.
The system knows when you stop typing. The system knows when you've not been productive necessarily on the system. You might be reviewing papers off to the side, but the system knows when you log in and log out and when you're productive during the day. While logged in. But with the growth of social media, and especially in the political and social climate we have out there, a lot of us, and myself included, during the day can get drawn into conversations, debates, whatever, on social media. And it, regardless of whether you're an employee
if you're working for somebody, that ain't cool.
It saps productivity. You know, and it's okay to, when you have a few down moments, literal and bona fide down moments where you might log in and see what's going on, see if, you know.
I don't do that.
See, but some, and then that's fine. And some people, I had a conversation.
I have social media accounts, almost all of them. My company has a Pinterest. I don't have a Pinterest.
Right.
But I've got Facebook. I use LinkedIn a pretty good bit, Twitter, all that. But my point is maybe it's my generation. I use it, but I'm not seduced by it.
Well, and that's the key is
it's a tool for me.
That's bingo. Okay. Businesses can't, I don't want to get sucked into social media and all the arguments and debates. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to get Facebook.
I've never become part of that. Because when I see those things going on, all I see is a never-ending argument.
But the point is we need to define, how our business can benefit from this. So it's not to say that, years ago I did an experiment where I logged off social media at 8 a.m. and logged back on at like 6 p.m. So I was off all social media during
the day.
How
much more work did you get done?
I was super productive.
Yeah.
But. You know, there are businesses, firms that need to, that feel the need to be on social media.
Employees have to be. I have an employee who's, that's her job.
Right.
To do that. But let me tell you one thing real quick that you'll find interesting. Not that long ago, I had a couple of 20-somethings in my office working for me. And I asked them, I said, I think that in your generation, it's epidemic. The distractions, the phone and the social media and all that, that prevent people from being productive. What do you think? And they both in unison said, you're not wrong, boss.
Right.
Epidemic. I use the word epidemic and they agreed with me. People who can't stay focused on their work. That's not cool. Hey, Jeff, I need your website quickly, please.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com and GotWords.com.
GotWords.com. Check it out, folks. We're going to come right back with more to come after these messages with Jeffrey Zavar.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.